Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The extraordinary life of the Queen of Rock and Roll, Tina Turner, has come to an end.
That voice, those moves, that talent. Tina Turner had it all and walked through fire to get there.
In the beginning, Ike was very good to me.
But she left Ike Turner in 1976 after years of abuse and shot to superstardom with her album, Private Dancer. I'm your Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier on her influence.
She was the first African-American black artist on the cover of Rolling Stone and the first female.
Tina Turner died after a long illness at her home in Switzerland. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Tina Turner was 83. President Biden today marked the passing of a year since a gunman tore through an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, killing 21.
The president and first lady were flanked by candles, two for the teachers, and one for each of the 9, 10, and 11-year-olds killed at Robb Elementary.
God bless those 21 blessed souls lost in this day in Uvalde.
Mr. Biden again urged Congress to pass new gun laws.
How many more parents will live their worst nightmare before we stand up to the gun lobby?
Republicans and even some Democrats are unlikely to back a ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Florida's Republican governor will announce in about an hour, to no one's surprise, that he is seeking the Republican Party's nomination for president. Details from CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Ron DeSantis for president.
DeSantis is making it official during a live appearance on Twitter with the platform's owner, billionaire Elon Musk.
It'll be the first time that something like this is happening on social media. And with real-time questions and answers.
Musk spoke with the Wall Street Journal. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says some progress was made in negotiations today between Democrats and Republicans over raising the nation's debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells the Wall Street Journal that we're approaching the time when the government won't be able to pay its bills.
There's a lot of uncertainty about government payments and receipts even a few weeks out, and it's hard to be precise about exactly which day we will run out of resources.
And this late word, McCarthy says talks will continue tonight. Wall Street ended the day in the red for the fourth consecutive trading day. The Dow and S&P 500 closed down 0.75 points. The Nasdaq was off more than 0.5 point. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, 50 for just 25 from Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, May 25th. In Wood County, the Golden Sands Resource Conservation and Economic Development Incorporated will hold a series of meetings at the River Block Building in Room 206, beginning with the Finance Personnel Committee meeting at 9. The Water Resource Committee and the Forestry, Agriculture, Wildlife Committee will both meet at 10:15, and the Regular Business Executive Committee will meet at 11. The North Central IT-BEC Board and Tourism and Economic Development Advisory Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the Shawnee County Courthouse. The Marshfield Fairgrounds Commission will meet at noon at the Fair Office. The Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 at the Wood County Annex and Health Center in Marshfield. The Wisconsin Rapids Historic Preservation Commission will meet at 6. In Adams County, the Economic Development Board will meet from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 37. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 68. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. 37 tomorrow night, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 73.
Your Friday. Hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Dom, it's the happier happy hour, and I'm happy to announce we've been joined by a fine guest. He is pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll. You know, Charles, we've been doing this so long, I've just got that memorized.
Hey, Charles.
We appreciate you joining us, Charles. It's become a bit of tradition. When you drop polling, we invite you on, and you've always been generous and shown up. So, Charles, I gotta mention before we get into the heart of the newest polling, there's more polling. You've already teased more polling to us. Charles, apparently presidential wannabe Ron DeSantis is over on the Twitter spaces somewhere. And if he makes a big announcement, we'll maybe break in briefly. But you got some presidential primary polling on the GOP side coming tomorrow, Charles? What? I want it now, Charles.
I'll be happy to tell you. Let me break some news. No, we're not doing that.
Come on.
Really, for listeners, there have been at least two, if not three, national polls dropping in the last 48 hours. And so it's a good chance for people to see how much they agree with each other in terms of who's ahead and by how much and where there are differences there. So while naturally I want you to tune in tomorrow for my results, it really is a good opportunity to look at several polls all done at the same time and to what extent we agree and don't agree.
Charles, before we turn to the new Supreme Court polling that we're going to talk about today, election cycle wise, I mean, to our audience, even the diehard political junkies like us, I mean, it seems like these election campaigns run forever. But actually in 2016, Charles, we remember a much more vibrant race going on in January. We were in Des Moines, Iowa, warm January day in Des Moines of 2015. And Donald Trump was flirting with the run and Scott Walker was the belle of the ball. And everyone from Newt Gingrich to Calista Gingrich were there. I mean, there was all kinds of, you know, righty political luminaries. And of course, when Trump was the incumbent president, you didn't see that Republican field. But on the Democratic side, we had, Dom, something like 24 candidates in Cedar Rapids, Iowa in 2019 at an event. Charles, why is it taking so long? Donald Trump apparently, and Nikki Haley, an early innovator, but why do you think it's taken these Republicans so long to flush out?
It's been backing up. Now, there are a lot of people that are flirting with it, but not quite getting in, right? Look at Mike Pence. He's been not running for months now, but he's been out there actively on the trail. I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen a few more announcements now. I do think the intimidation factor of Trump, the hold he still has within the party, is really formidable. And if you're a candidate, you have to ask yourself, what am I getting into and what's in it for me if there's this guy that seems to hold 40 to 55% of the party? You know, take him down and you'll be famous, but others have tried.
Yeah, if you shoot at the king, you better hit him on the first one. Or the queen. And the state of Wisconsin, where we reside, and I care a lot about the politics, Tammy Baldwin's going to defend her seat. She's announced the incumbent progressive Democratic senator from Wisconsin. And not a single Republican has jumped in the race. It's almost like they see her as the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin, like I do, Charles. I don't see anyone beating her this cycle, but no one's even going to try?
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to try. The question is, are they an A-list or a C-list candidate on that? You know, Baldwin has really impressed with winning by 5.5 points in 2012 against, you know, the famous Tommy Thompson, three-and-a-half-time governor. And then an 11-point win in 2018, granted a not especially strong Republican candidate that year. But I really think that what's holding people back is, A, she really is formidable, and she's got a huge amount of money and ability to raise it. But I think the other is the fear about what the presidential environment, the national environment, looks like in 24. And is it a good year for Republicans, or is it a bad year for Republicans? So for some of them, the question is, if I'm going to run against a strong Democratic candidate, I really want to be confident that the top of the Republican ticket is helping me be successful. Mm. And there's enough reservations about Trump as a candidate and increasingly kind of the presumptive nominee, though I think that is a little premature, that I think you're seeing Republican candidates holding off. And, you know, Mike Gallagher, the congressman from the 8th District, is talked about. But if you're thinking about it from his point of view, is 24 a good year for me, or is 28 a better year? He's a young enough guy. He can wait till 28 when Johnson presumably will have decided to not run for a fourth term.
One more, then we're done. Our friend Russ Klisch at Lakefront Brewery wrote that on the table at our old studios, Charles. One more and then we're done. That's his famous last words, right? I'm not sure that Rojo's ever going to retire.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocate, Charles Franklin Polster from the Marquette University Law School poll. Well, Charles, maybe we'll have to get you back here tomorrow. We'll see how the schedules look, because that's going to be some interesting polling. But you have some interesting polling out today, so let's get to it. The U.S. Supreme Court. Lots of news about the U.S. Supreme Court lately, so I think this is a very timely poll. Let's start with the approved, disapproved, Charles. How are we looking right now?
Well, the court is coming down again. Its approval this time is 41% approved, 59% disapproval. That's down 3 points from 2 months ago and down 6 points from 4 months ago. But what we've really seen since 2020 is a decline followed by a little bit of an upturn and another decline and another upturn. It's just been oscillating. But every peak is lower than the previous peak. So there are these periods between major decisions or when the court's in the news a lot where its approval starts to come back up. But then it hits a top, something happens, and it starts to come back down again. But overall, those peaks are getting lower and lower. The stunning version of this is in 2020, in September, 66% approved of the job the court was doing. And it was still at 60% in July of 2021. So it's come down over that period by 19 percentage points from 60 to 41% in just the last 2 years.
Wow. The trend certainly seems to be continuing to go down at 41% approval in the Marquette University Law School most recent polling. You talked about the Supreme Court being in the news, of course. Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas in the news, and his wife Ginny Benn in the news. Has that had an impact on people? Did you ask about it, and what did you find out?
We did ask about it, and it's interesting in a little geeky kind of way. First of all, of the whole public, a third have heard a lot about Thomas's disclosure, a third a little, and a third nothing at all. So it's not the blow away everybody's heard about this the way political geeks like us might naturally assume that it is. But what's really striking is that the people who pay attention to politics most of the time, 60% of them say they've heard a lot versus only a third of the public at large. And of the people that say they don't pay attention to politics most of the time, only 18% had heard about this. So this is not unique to the court, but it's a great example of how important news stories only reach a big share of the attentive public, the folks that watch, that listen to the show, the folks that are reading the news and are involved in that. And as a result of this, the overall impact of the news hasn't been much, but for those who are paying attention, a little bit more.
Well, Charles Franklin, I got to ask you about those that deliver the news. Let's call them the cable TV host and the journalist, and the ethical and honesty as perceived by those polled by Marquette University. And they've cratered, have they not? I mean, from the Supreme Court, it's down a net 9%. But journalists are down 26% in cable TV news, and I assume that's got something to do with Foxy News and the defamation suit, down 49%, net negative 49%.
Wow. Yeah, it's stunning. We finally found that the national news media and cable are less popular than the Congress, which, you know, is saying a lot, I'm afraid. I think one takeaway here is that the Supreme Court, despite its low approval rating, is the least net negative, though state court judges or state courts are a little higher on the net, but mostly because the folks that have no confidence in them is a little smaller. More people put them in the middle. But the point I want to make is that our institutions broadly are seen negatively across the board. That's true whether you have a lot of confidence in the institutions or whether you think they have high ethical standards. And, you know, if you were wanting to write an op-ed piece, you might write ones bemoaning the fact that whether it's government institutions or news institutions or the legal profession, people have this very negative view. We've heard a lot about thinking the country's headed off in the wrong track, but I think these results are just a good indication of kind of we're at a real low point in the way we think about all of these institutions.
Well, that's because cynics like Dom now run the world, Charles.
Come on.
But optimists like you and I, Charles, we're gonna change the world. Thank you so much for joining the Devils today.
Shortcomings, right? There are definite shortcomings for us to complain about. And trust in government has been plummeting for 60 years since the 1960s. So this is not really a shocking finding, but it is interesting that we ask about 8 or 9 institutions and all of them are underwater.
It mirrors Dominic's entire life. Coincidence? I think not. Thank you, Charles.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, 50 for just 25 from Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
Bandana? Check. Boots? Check. Gloves? Check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image, Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The next VFW and VVA Brat Fry will be held at Quality Foods West Grand Avenue on Saturday, May 26th. 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and support your local veteran organizations. The 2023 Shermalot Water Ski Show will be kicking off their season this coming Saturday at Lake Arrowhead Dam from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Shows are held every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area. On Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m., the Port Edwards High School Band will be playing a Memorial Day service at the Port Edwards Cemetery.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Beam, this is the Shaw, WAUK.
The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to clear my throat and thank our most recent guest, a fine one, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, executive director of the Marquette University Law School poll. Although I'm shaking a fist at him right now because he's got more polling dropping after midnight. Charles!
On the GOP presidential primary. So I'm just going to reach out to him tomorrow, see if we can squeeze him in for a little bit tomorrow.
Now, right now, there's supposed to be an important addition. The second viable Republican has entered the field, I think. But it's really hard to tell from the coverage over on the Twitter. The Twitter is crashing. The Twitter spaces where Ron DeSantis has gone to make his big announcement, and Elon Musk is supposed to be there, and it's a moderated audio conversation, but very early on they had over 400,000 people trying to stream this thing, and the events being described as, let's just say, glitchy dom. Ron DeSantis holds, I've got the Guardian's coverage, Ron DeSantis holds campaign launch event with Elon Musk on Twitter. Follow live, they claim. Well, you've got to follow the tweets because you can't follow the audio stream, apparently. It's glitching. After Elon Musk laid off scores of employees who kept the social media platform running, glitches and errors have become somewhat commonplace on Twitter. Ron DeSantis has yet to say a word. But amid all the feedback, Musk said, with more than 400,000 listeners on the stream, the servers are straining somewhat. It has become incomprehensible, if you call that straining somewhat. Joe Biden's social media team seems to be having a little bit of fun with it. They tweeted out a, you know, donate to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris link. And their label says, this link works. And one more here, Dom, 10 minutes ago. The event is off to a glitchy start. The audio line has bad feedback. Here's a quote. This is a positive quote trying to, you know, find the silver lining, if you will. We got so many people here that we're kind of melting the servers, which is a good sign, said David Sachs, the Republican donor and friend of Elon Musk, who is moderating the audio event.
Yeah, because you know how you know server space and cloud space continues to increase in price? I mean, come on, man. Really? Twitter? $44 billion, 400,000 people you can't handle on a stream? I don't know, man. It seems pretty weak.
You know what my partner, Sage, you know what his expertise is? Cloud storage. I should have called Sage.
Right.
Call us, 844-967-2789. So is this shocking at all that Ron DeSantis would have a mock-worthy campaign launch?
Well,
I mean,
no,
you had to see some sort of trouble coming. And why wouldn't you go to a network television? Or why wouldn't you go somewhere where all the networks were, you know, covering this thing concurrently?
I'm sorry, are those networks owned by Musk? Right? That's why. This is the billionaire's deal.
Do you blame Musk? Do you criticize Musk then? You know, all this sucking up to the rich guy? And the app crashed, right? The platform crashed.
I mean, come on. Yes, the sucking up to the rich guy is very strange to me. As I said earlier, it does not
show it's the only thing that qualifies him to be president
or independence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you get shuffled out by your billionaire donor, say, hey, here's my guy, dance on a string for me, marionette.
Dance monkey.
I just don't know that is the image that I would want. If I was in that position, there's no way in hell I would be introduced on a billionaire's little platform. Not a little platform. Of course, it's a huge platform, but he's wrecked it as part of a campaign launch. But, he's also presumably maybe going to be a big donor. But that's the thing. You got to be careful about these billionaires, eccentric psychotypes, because they'll turn on you in an instant.
Everyone's claiming, if you watch here, you can see Ron DeSantis declare for presidency. He does have a video. Aaron, maybe go over to Foxy News or something and search the Ron DeSantis campaign launch video, because that's a little interesting. This is how he would cast himself. Hero for the people, right, Dom?
Is that what he is?
Well, I would think he thinks he is. He does have a video, and he has signed off on the paperwork, Dom. He's got a launch video.
I don't know if the hero for the people would be, joining the billionaire.
Well, that's
presidential campaign to what? Be the president of the people?
That's how I was characterizing him. Well, I'm not saying he would say that about himself. Of course, he's not for people, Dom. Not unless you're rich people,
like Elon Musk,
or white evangelical Christian people. He's done for you as well. The rest of us, though, not so much, right? Did you find that video? Aaron's giving me a nod. I've only seen it briefly. I don't think I played it all the way through, but, this is as close as we can get to bringing you the launch of the Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis is blowing up Twitter, apparently, his.
He broke the internet.
Yes, that's how they'll spin it over on Newsmax. Play it for the people. Ron DeSantis, hero for the people? Play it.
Our border is a disaster. Crime infests our cities. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet, and the president flounders. But decline is a choice. Success is attainable, and freedom is worth fighting.
Freedom!
Righting the ship requires restoring sanity to our society, normalcy to our communities, and integrity to our institutions.
And loud music.
Truth must be our foundation.
Yeah.
Common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. In Florida, we proved that it can be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. We showed that we can and must revitalize America. We need the courage to lead.
But why are we?
If you're hanging out in Waukesha, it's 101.1 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet from 9 to 11 on Thursday morning, May 25th, in the first floor conference room at City Hall. They will hear sworn testimony from property owners objecting to their assessments. Tomorrow is the start of the 10th annual Mosey Levin Classic Adult Hockey Tournament at the Icehawks Arena in Stevens Point. Games start at 6.
They'll have good food, raffles, and bands playing each night from 7:30 to 11:30. Don't miss this free event and help our youth hockey program and Hazel fundraiser. The Milwaukee Bucks may be closer to signing a new head coach. ESPN reporting the team has interviewed 15 candidates and narrowed the choice down to three. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. Four other teams from across the league are on the lookout for a new coach as well. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 37. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 68. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. 37 tomorrow night, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 73. Friday, under mainly sunny skies. 77 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Declared opponent, I guess now DeSantis is in it, Dom. Here's what Donald Trump is saying at this hour. Trump says he hopes DeSantis gets the full experience of being attacked by the radical left lunatics. Sarah Burris over at the Raw story, Dom. After several months of softly running for president, it was a soft launch. Governor Ron DeSantis finally announced he was officially running. Former President Donald Trump noted in a post on Truthy Social, Trump began by using his latest nickname. You see the latest one? Rob DeSanctimonious. Now he's changed his first name as well. Now he's Rob instead of Ron. I'm going to get your name wrong, Rob.
I mean, okay. You talk about the Republicans so very concerned about the mental acuity of the current president, Joe Biden, when, you know, guys like Trump can't even get the guy's name right.
Trump went on to say that he hopes DeSantis will get the full experience of being attacked by the Marxist, communist, and radical left lunatics of our country, without which he will never know the kind of job he is doing. According to Burris, the implication appears to be that unless people on the left are complaining, you're not winning, air quotes, winning. He went on to talk about the lowlifes and misfits that he claims are far worse than the leaders of the hostile foreign countries. Like Putin and Kim Jong-un. I forget he was big buddies with those.
Yes, he loves the autocratic sorts.
844-967-2789. We'll get to you, callers. Be patient. Twitter repeatedly crashes as DeSantis tries to make his presidential announcement.
However, at the moment, it is working. Oh. If you want me to bring it up.
Let's dip in for, let's hear this.
History.
Yes, history.
Freedom of speech and a level playing field, and just a vigorous debate.
And this is David Sachs, the moderator.
This can be a platform that brings people of divergent political views to exchange those views, and perhaps some minds will be changed.
It could be a platform for that, and, or a bunch of white Christian nationalists.
Incredibly important, as you highlight, that the First Amendment is irrelevant if all the media and all the and the government are operating in lockstep. It's it makes
conspiracy theorists,
you know,
excellent.
Most important amendment, the one that was most urgently added to the Constitution, moot if you cannot have free and open debate. So Twitter was indeed expensive.
He's the governor of the state of Florida. How
who's priceless
stopping his debate?
Awesome. Thank you. So, Governor, I'm going to ask some questions while we get some other kind of speakers in the queue to ask questions. I think maybe some people knew this announcement was coming because there's been no shortage of hit pieces on you in the press over the last week or two. I want to ask you about some of these accusations that are being leveled at you. Last week, the NAACP issued a travel advisory against your state, claiming that Florida is not a safe place for minorities to visit. What do you say to those who've been advised that somehow they aren't welcome in your state?
Claiming that Florida is unsafe is a total farce. I mean, are you kidding me? You look at cities around this country, they are awash in crime. In Florida, our crime rate is at a 50-year low. You look at the top 25 cities for crime in America, Florida does not have a single one amongst the top 25. And if you look at cities like Baltimore and Chicago, you got kids more likely to get shot than to receive a first-class education. Yet I don't see the NAACP batting an eye about all the outrage and the carnage that's happening in those areas. So this is a political stunt.
Carnage.
These left-wing
American
groups
carnage.
Have been doing it for many, many years. And at the end of the day, what they're doing is colluding with legacy media to try to manufacture
collusion.
Legacy, now, legacy media, not like the Twitters,
fewer Americans
they crashed during your presidential announcement.
Dribble. And platforms like Twitter are there where people can debunk in real time. And I would just say, as an American citizen, if you are uncritically accepting narratives spun by legacy media and left-wing groups, you're failing at your job of being a conscientious citizen. And I think people just see right through it. And oh, by the way, have any of these travel advisories, because they've been doing this for a while, all these left-wing groups, have any of them worked? Well, we're the number one state for net in-migration and have been every year since I've been governor. We just capped the highest quarter for tourism in the history of the state of Florida. And our view is
I think that's got more to do with the weather than the governor.
We don't
you think?
People by race. At the same time, it is worth pointing out that we have in Florida more black-owned businesses than any state in the nation. And we've also had more African-Americans lead state agencies under my administration than at any time in Florida history. But with us, you know they're there because of merit, not because we're trying to play identity politics. And
do
if you
remember
want to look
his
at
Surgeon General?
The black students
was he there out
Florida
of merit?
Perform much
during the COVID pandemic.
In most other states, we rank number three in fourth grade reading and number two in fourth grade math amongst our black student population.
I got a statistic for you. Let me throw it out.
The head of the NAACP lives in Florida, and a lot of their board members have put out on social media during my governorship Florida vacations where they seem to be having an awful good time.
If I may just say, though, the AP is reporting that Amanda Gorham, she gave the Biden's inauguration poem. Yeah, that particular poem banned by his Florida school.
Well, there was
tell me more about it.
A singular parent in Miami-Dade that objected, Dom, so it had to be banned.
Of course. It can't possibly offend some people. Is he still talking? Are we listening? What's happening?
A little more. Let's bring him up a little more. De-sanctimonious. Meatball Rob.
David Duke wasn't available.
Oh, yes.
Although
yes.
I'm not totally sure who they were saying was David Duke. I don't know if it was you or Governor DeSantis. It's sort of a little bit unclear. But I
think this is a function of the legacy media, these corporate journals, they're in their little bubble.
Legacy
and
media.
To draw allusions to
woke
stuff like that,
legacy
media. How crazy do you have to be? But in their little bubble, it sounds like they're making some type of profound point. And so
you are literally
in
an insular bubble making a presidential announcement.
People should be exposed.
You're not standing before the free press.
And I think the elites in our society have tried to cluster themselves to where their assumptions are never challenged. And that's
just like you're doing now.
You're sitting next to Elon Musk, dude. What are you talking about? I'm for the people. Mr. Musk, can I have some money, please?
Because everybody around you shares them.
Absolutely.
And I think they become totally hysterical because they don't like the idea that their control over the media is being, disintermediated.
Yeah.
Because now, candidates for president can speak directly to people through platforms like Twitter.
Yeah, I mean,
Twitter.
How many times are they going to say Twitter?
Oh, as many as they can. Is he going to have like a little Twitter, logo on his suit? Maybe I'll be his lapel pin.
Well, we wouldn't see it because this is an audio only. I mean, that's why we have radio stations and streaming products and visual products. But you cannot see this star-studded event, the Ron DeSanctimonious campaign launch. And where are they at for this, Dom? The Twitter space, but where is the Twitter space? Is it in Florida?
And it's also like it's not just whether the media reports something and an article is true or not. Even more powerful is deciding what the narrative is. And
totally.
So, it's just like
your battle with Disney Corporation,
newspaper or a magazine, and there's only one thing you really put on the cover of a magazine. So. That whoever's deciding that is deciding to not talk about
who's reading magazines.
Whereas,
I mean, no offense to magazines,
digital town square like we have here.
Who's picking the cover art of the magazine these days successfully
instead of a very tiny elite cabal? Which I don't recognize the irony of me using that phrase, but nonetheless, it's true, and you judge by the results that this is a means for the people to decide the narrative and for the people to decide what
I got to tell you.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Is there any there to this?
I mean, who's running for president?
Wait, let's hear Ron one more time. Meatball Ron.
Social networks really started censoring.
Or currently, this is still David Sachs, the moderator.
Medical viewpoints that ended
how up many being moderators they got here?
In lockstep with
there's just
the
one name, but so there seems to be two different voices coming from that one.
Well, Musk must be piping up also.
Yeah, he's there too.
Which is giving people
you know,
a choice.
This guy's and running for president, but I'm the richest guy in the world, and I bought Twitter, and he's doing it here for me, so.
Professor of medicine at Stanford.
Let me tell you more about Twitter and legacy media.
Jake.
And
go ahead and unmute yourself.
Elite cabal of corporate
it'd be great to hear
journalism.
I know that during COVID, you worked with Governor DeSantis. It'd be great just to hear a little bit about your interactions.
Tell me from one of DeSantis' staffers.
Yeah, thank you, David. It was an absolute honor to work with Governor DeSantis. And I was really impressed by his decision-making in the face of an absolute firestorm of
everyone
criticism.
Says he makes bad decisions, but he's steadfast.
You did the right thing when you opened the schools. And my kids in
during
California
COVID
for a year and a half didn't see the inside of a classroom, whereas Florida kids were in school. And you can see it in the results, and the learning loss numbers are so much better in Florida. I'm really curious, Governor. You know, as you're running for president, what are your thoughts about reforming, the public health authority in the United States and the federal government?
Great there, question.
The
Let's
CDC,
hear it.
The CDC, the FDA, the NIH. How do you see reforms we need so that the mistakes of the lockdowns that happened during the pandemic don't happen again when there's another pandemic?
Well, first, we need an honest reckoning about what happened during COVID.
It's Fauci's
fault. The only honest reckoning is that all of those agencies, all of the elites, the public health establishment, they failed. They instituted bad policies. Obviously, it's a novel virus, but I think what happened was when the data was becoming more and more apparent that the path they were on was wrong, they doubled down and wanted to do it even more. And I really believe had Florida not just kind of stood in the way, I think this country would have had rolling lockdowns for probably a 2-year period. And so
thank God for Florida.
Were authoritarian. They were not following the data. And I think the U.S. government needs to acknowledge the failures. And I think all of those agencies need to be cleaned out. What I saw just dealing with them was I saw an interest in the narrative and in politics over evidence-based reasoning and evidence-based medicine. And so I don't have confidence.
We're going to take the bleach and put it on, put it inside. Maybe we talk about that. Maybe the sun, get the sun.
Enchilada.
Try all the drugs.
With respect to public health in this country.
Let's be done with DeSantis.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
So Ron DeSantis, I guess that's how he announced he was running for president.
I got to tell you, Senator Scott, did a hell of a lot better.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, very patient man. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Well, thank God that's over with. I could have done without listening.
You're welcome.
DeSantis. It is just disgusting. Here's a man who actually, didn't he fire some health officials down there in Florida because they wanted to report the actual death numbers down in Florida? Because we don't know how many people actually died in Florida of COVID.
That's under dispute. You know, we don't talk about the deceased rate in Florida. Can't talk about fighting.
Yeah,
Florida.
Well, I mean, and Ron DeSantis talking about, you know, here's a guy who wants to ban. He's nothing, no problem with banning books yet. He's worried about talking about how dare they talk about the First Amendment? For freedom of speech, freedom both of religion and from religion, which is implied in the no establishment clause. I mean, it is just disgusting that Elon stench, because that's what Musk, the definition of Musk is stench. But I mean, that they allow this guy, you know, that it stinks to high heaven.
Well, there's also something in there about what a free press, Dom. And all I heard about was damn legacy Twitter. Media.
Twitter. Let me tell you about Twitter.
Stick around. We got another fine guest joining us here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, WMDX, Liza.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. This week's flavor of the week is blueberry. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty, or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett
Rocket Septic, no more nasty wind. Woo! Rocket Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ball Parkway. We're fighting traffic on the interstates. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, go to civicmedia.us, click on the programs tab, and look for the Devil's Advocates.
Dominic, I've been joined here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, WMDX, by Liza Helen Brand. She is one of the hosts of the Empowered Caregiver Show. Liza, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Liza.
Hello, Dominic, and Mike, and Crudy.
And Aaron.
Aaron's
filling in this week for us, but I understand you still get e-boned. But I had seen an article earlier this week, and I told a story of myself. Whenever we talk about the Empowered Caregiver Show, I occasionally discuss it as a niche product. And I call everything that's not political niche, as far as a political radio station might be. And you've chastised me many times for this. The numerical number of people in this nation that are caregivers, I mean, it's a big number. It's approaching 20%. It's approaching 1 in 5. Mm-hmm. And we've got an aging population at this point. We're going to have a lot more caregivers. So how much of that inspires what you and Kristen do on the Empowered Caregiver Show? And help us understand what it is that you guys do each week.
Well, that is exactly what inspires us. It's a huge number of people, and it's a growing number of people, and it's unsustainable. The current system is unsustainable as far as having the caregiver. Most of these caregivers work in addition to have the responsibility of taking care of someone else. Like you said, there's an aging population, so many of them are caring for children as well as adults. So the purpose of our show, we like to say, is to support, educate, advocate, and celebrate family caregivers. And the biggest one is really just to raise the level of awareness that family caregivers are the backbone of America's nation. You know, they are providing billions of dollars of unpaid care each year, and it's not sustainable. Changes need to be put in place. More and more responsibilities are being put on the family caregivers that you didn't historically see back in the day, right? You know, once upon a time, it was helping mom with some yard work or this or that. And now we're talking about, you know, being part of medical teams and insurance processes, and the list goes on. And they're dumping it on the family caregivers with quite honestly, little education or support.
Liza Helen Brand, our fine guest here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. She is the host of Empowered Caregivers, or one of the hosts. Kristen Voss, her co-host. Liza, I had seen an article earlier this week at the Washington Post, an opinion piece penned by Emily Kinway. Family caregiving should be seen as an expectation, not an exception. And I know here at Civic Media, we've polled just within our ranks the people we work with, and there are a number of them that are caregivers. It was surprising to me. I had no sense of what a large population this is, but I've heard you say it on the show, and I'm going to get this wrong, but something to the effect that you either know a caregiver you are a caregiver or you're going to need a caregiver, something of that nature.
The Rosalind Carter quote that is famous, either you are going to need a caregiver, you are a caregiver, you've been a caregiver, or what's the last one, Kristen?
You're going to be a caregiver.
You're going to be a caregiver. So it really impacts just about every person at some point in their life. Very few exceptions.
And it impacts employers. It impacts workplaces. It impacts people's ability to get into the workplace. If accommodations are not made in some way, shape, or form, a lot of good employees are lost to this caregiving role. I know I've heard that topic addressed. Kristen Foss, the other fine host of Empowered Caregivers, will be right here on the Civic Media Network at 7 Central Time. But Kristen, how important is this greater awareness for employers as well?
I think it's essential because we've got a labor shortage and a workforce crisis happening in our country. We have a lot of people that are out of work because of their caregiving responsibilities. So you've got two of these issues going on that are actually pretty interrelated, but most employers don't understand that.
And both state and federal levels, we're seeing propositions being made in part to try and address this caregiver crisis, as I've heard you describe it, as I've seen it reported. It seems to be a slow progress. It doesn't seem like it's gaining traction, at least not across the aisle.
So the crazy feminist in me is going to say it's because it's an issue that disproportionately affects women. And we still don't have enough representation for what are considered women's needs in our political entities.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine show on this network. Empowered Caregivers plays out 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights and replays in many of our outposts across the network Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. So if you're busy Wednesday night, try them Saturday mornings. The hosts are Kristen Voss, you just heard her voice, and Liza Helen Brand. What's the show going to be about tonight? Liza, I know you often feature guests. Who's on the big show? Who should we tune in for?
Me and Kristen. No guests tonight, and that's rare. That's rare for us. We like to bring resources to the table, local resources to support family caregivers, organizations that are supporting family caregivers, legislators to educate them, to advocate. But tonight it is going to be Kristen and I, and we are going to kind of do a deep dive into the mental health aspect of caregiving, and it is frightening. Caregiving is an extraordinary role. I wouldn't change it for the world. It made me the person that I am. I love it, but it comes at a cost, right? And it impacts your health, it impacts your finances and all areas of your life. But tonight we are talking about the mental health, physical impacts of caregiving.
And specifically, Liza, when we say this, we're talking about elderly. I mean, how do you define caregiving? Because obviously, if you know a person with children, a family, they're giving care as well. So in this context, how do you define it for the show?
Great question. Well, we define caregiving as those that take care of either somebody that is elderly, disabled, has a chronic condition, or perhaps a veteran that needs support. Parenting is a form of caregiving. That's not our main focus.
The Empowered Caregivers, right here on the Civic Media Network. Two fine hosts, our fine guests. They are Kristen Voss and Liza Helen Brand. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, stick around for them. Keep it locked right here to Civic Media. 6 o'clock is Native Roots Radio. 7 o'clock, the Empowered Caregivers. 8 o'clock, Rick Smith. And Dom, we'll do this again on the radio, on the airwaves tomorrow for everyone's listening pleasure. They've already exited.
Guest, Charles Franklin, a pollster extraordinaire from the Marquette University Law School polling. Curdy, get on the horn. We're going to have to get him back here tomorrow. He's got another poll dropping on the...
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE.